commercial crabbing will close a week early, and public comment is open for a catch-sharing halibut plan. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories up next. Southeast Alaska's commercial Dungeness crab fleet will have a shortened summer season this year. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game last week announced the reduction in crabbing time. The season length is based on the projected total catch from the first week of crabbing, which started up June 15th. Adam Mesmer, Fish and Game's Assistant Shellfish Manager for Southeast, says the effort and catch in the first week of the season was down from prior years.
There was 110 permits that delivered in the first week. The last couple years, it's been about 120, 125 permits that landed in the first week. The first week's catch was the lowest since 1994, so it's not ridiculously low, but it's low enough to bring it down.
Fish and Game projects the total season catch will be 2.17 million pounds. That's below a threshold set in regulation for a full two-month season. As a result, the summer crabbing season will be shortened by 1 week, the first time the fishery has been closed early. Fish and Game will make a decision later this year on the length of the fall season, which typically is open in October and November. The region's Dungeness catch has been over 5 million pounds as recently as 5 years ago, but it's been dropping since then, along with a drop in the number of crabbers landing crab. Last year, the fleet landed just under 2.4 million pounds. The early closure may be a vindication for some Haines crabbers who have been expressing concerns for local crab stocks for more than a year. Longtime commercial Haines crabber Terry Pardee said this season was as he expected, not very good.
Exactly what I expected. One to two crab to the pot on some of the gear that I pulled after it had been in the water 24 hours. And then I set another string in areas I'd normally catch crab. And I pulled a string of gear and didn't get a single male crab. So, you know, there's not as many of them as there has been.
One of the most vocal critics of how the crab fishery has been managed recently is Borough Assembly Member Norm Smith. He said at a recent assembly meeting, the Upper Lynn Canal is facing repercussions of the increasing sea otter population in southern Southeast. He thinks the otters are pushing more commercial crabbers north, and that's affecting the amount of crab caught by local commercial and subsistence crabbers.
Interestingly enough, we don't have a sea otter problem here. We have a fisherman problem here. And because of what's going on in the lower Southeast Panhandle here, we're being impacted dramatically, whether people realize it or not. Mm-hmm. The fishery is being impacted because fishermen are not catching the crab they used to down in Petersburg and Wrangell and areas around there. So they're coming here and they're catching our crab, what I consider our crab.
Smith recently prodded the assembly to write a letter of alarm to Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell. The letter, penned by Mayor Stephanie Scott, went out just last week. It asked the commissioner to pay some attention to the crab stocks and perhaps put the item on the agenda for the next Board of Fish meeting rather than 2015, the year shellfish was next scheduled to be discussed. Management changes can only be made by the Board of Fish. While the letter from the borough was timely, Fish and Game shellfish leader Forrest Bowers said it did not play a part in the decision to shorten the season. Bowers is well aware that crab is a hot topic in Haines. He's been here twice in the last year by invitation from the borough and the Lynn Canal Advisory Board to talk about the crab concerns. When he was in town and in front of the assembly and public, he said that he doesn't think management of effort is an issue. And Monday, he said he still doesn't believe that's what's prompting the early end to the season.
I don't see the increase in effort people are talking about up there. I mean, that just doesn't really show up in our fish ticket records.
Bowers said because he knows there's local interest, he did check to see if there had been more permit holders locally, and there hasn't been. For the past 4 years, Haines has had 3 to 4 local commercial Dungeness permit holders. This year, there are 4. But, and here's where semantics get involved, Bowers did concede it's possible more commercial boats are coming north. Because the commercial Dungeness area includes all of Southeast, it doesn't look like there's more effort in the commercial fleet. but the department doesn't pinpoint how that effort is dispersed across the area each year.
You know, there are statistical areas. You know, these are the areas where catch is recorded on the fish tickets are quite large, and so, you know, it's possible that, you know, people have, you know, changed their fishing locations within a statistical area that so that they are more visible now than they were previously, you know.
Bauer said there was an increase in catch last year, even though there wasn't an increase in boats. He said between 2009 and 2011, there were 12 to 18,000 pounds harvested each year in the Upper Lynn Canal. In 2012, there was 41,000 pounds caught in the same area.
There definitely was more catch up there last year, early in the season, but it was about the same number of boats.
This year, Bauer said it's hard to say what is affecting the stock. It could be environmental or cyclical or predation. He said there's also more reports of crabs with soft shells, meaning there could be plenty of young crabs that will be of age next season. The summer crabbing season closes just before midnight on Thursday, August 8th. A 45-day public comment period opened Friday for a catch-sharing plan allocating halibut between the commercial and charter fishing fleets in Southeast and the Central Gulf of Alaska. Joe Vicknicki reports.
The plan was recommended by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council last fall, and the public comment period is part of the process for implementing new federal regulations. Rachel Baker is a fishery management specialist with NOAA Fisheries in Alaska.
It will change the annual process of allocating halibut between the charter and commercial fisheries in Southeast and South Central Alaska. It'll establish allocations for each sector and then specify a method for setting harvest restrictions for charter anglers.
The proposed system would allocate a percentage of the combined charter and commercial catch to the charter fleet. That percentage changes depending on the overall amount set each year by the International Pacific Halibut Commission. And it's expected the North Pacific Council will make annual recommendations for charter fleet management measures, like bag limits and size limits, to keep the charter catch at allocation levels. The plan would replace a guideline harvest level system or a desired target of halibut currently in place for the charter fleet. Baker says the catch share plan also creates a system for the commercial halibut fleet to transfer individual fishing quota or IFQs to the charter fleet under what's called the Guided Angler Fish Program.
It's a voluntary program. No one is required to use the Guided Angler Fish Program. It's just intended to give IFQ permit holders and charter permit holders some flexibility when charter harvest limits are something less than what's in place for unguided anglers.
Southeast charter fleet has seen restrictions on the size of fish that clients can keep over the past few years as federal fishery managers have tried to keep the overall charter catch within that guideline harvest level. In 2011, the charter fleet had a 37-inch maximum. Last year and this year, guided anglers have been fishing under a reverse slot limit, allowing clients to keep fish up to 45 inches and larger than 68 inches. Those limits have also included a one-fish bag limit. Heath Hilliard is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization. He says the biggest concern with the plan is the allocation level set for the charter fleet.
You know, the last several years we've done very well, and there has been some modicum of recovery from the 37-inch rule in 2011 with the reverse slot limit that we've been fishing under. It's not ideal, but it's certainly something that operators and clients seem to be more attuned to. This catch-sharing plan, you know, we're suspicioning that we're going to be looking at something like, maybe a 40-inch maximum to live within what the allocation looks like it would be.
Hilliard says SeaGo is hoping for changes in the final catch share plan that's implemented.
I think that we're at a point where it's not a matter of if the CSP goes into effect, it's just a matter of when. And so, I guess where we're at right now is we're going to do our very best to make sure that whatever CSP is finally put in place does as little damage as possible. We're in a place where we understand that, you know, damage is inevitable, and now it's a matter of managing it to the extent to minimize it as much as possible to the sector.
The catch-sharing plan has support from the commercial fishing industry. Linda Benkin is executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association and also president of the Halibut Coalition.
This allocation sets both sectors on an abundance-based management strategy. It's a cornerstone of all commercial fisheries management and adds the charter fleet to that fold.
Bacon notes years of both the charter and commercial fleets going over catch targets prior to the IFQ system for the commercial fleet and under the charter guideline harvest level system.
Probably one of the most important aspects of the catch charting plan is it does minimize the chance of either sector, charter or commercial, exceeding their allocation. And that's important for resource conservation and also clearly important tenet of management, while at the same time providing stability to both sectors and essential harvesting opportunities.
Bankin says commercial fleet members are making arrangements to take advantage of the provision allowing for transfer of quota share to the charter fleet. Public comment closes August 12th. The National Marine Fisheries Service uses the public comments to compile a final rule, and if implemented, the allocation plan could be in place for the 2014 season. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Joe Vicknicki for help with this report. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.